This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Well, maybe not Aaron Brillbeck this morning, but an old voice that keeps on coming back like the McRib, you know, for limited time only. I'm Jason Doyle, filling in for Aaron Brillbeck here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Freedom's First News. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to have a special guest, Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office Master Sergeant Eric Kirby will join us this morning to talk a little bit about teenage safety driving. We'll also take a look at how things are going in the Republican primary for governor. And Senator Alan Armstrong continues his mission to lift the regulatory burden on special projects around the country. But first, let's get to those Freedom's First News headlines. Oklahomans are being urged to check their refrigerators as federal officials investigate a salmonella outbreak linked to recalled eggs. The eggs from Midwest Poultry Services were distributed in Oklahoma and several other states, including at Brookshire grocery stores. The outbreak has sickened 98 people in 17 states. That includes Oklahoma. There's 26 hospitalizations with this so far. The FDA says recalled eggs should be thrown away or returned for a refund. Eight opioid drug manufacturers will pay Oklahoma about $12 million as part of a multi-state agreement. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the money will be used for opioid treatment, recovery, and prevention programs across the state. Drummond's office has already awarded nearly $30 million in opioid abatement grants to Oklahoma communities, with another round of grants expected this month. And an Oklahoma woman has been reunited with her lost dog in North Carolina. WRAL reports that the woman's 10-year-old border collie was found by Guilford County Animal Services staff members and then scanned for the microchip. That's when they discovered Rio was from Oklahoma. The owner then booked a flight to North Carolina to reunite with Rio, who has been missing since July. The theory is that someone found the dog and didn't scan the chip, took him to North Carolina, and then he escaped shortly after arriving in that state. Those are your Freedom's First News headlines on this August 17th, 2026. Good morning to our guest. Before you even, we'll get you on in the next segment. So, Sergeant. Master Sergeant Kirby. I'm going to get the Master Sergeant in there, but he's here. And when Aaron told me about this, it's going to be a really cool kind of little segment. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on the Republican side of the runoff races that are going on August 25th. A week from tomorrow will be when those partisans will go and pick who their nominees are. There's the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. There's the insurance commissioner race, and there's also the state superintendent race on the Republican side. Over on the Democrat side, it's U.S. Senate race that's going to be who's going to face Hearn for the seat that was vacated after Mark Wayne Mullen was made the DHS secretary. And so those are the things you got to pay attention to. Our friends over at KOCO, Chantel Navarro, did this story. Okay, our GOP gubernatorial candidates talk Operation Guardian record deportation numbers in Oklahoma. So Operation Guardian is where the Highway Patrol has been active with some of the immigration enforcement turning folks over when they are found to be illegal here in Oklahoma. Here's how that story goes. Operation Guardian expanded state law enforcement's partnership with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement with a goal to track down and deport undocumented criminals. The two Republican candidates running for Oklahoma governor are weighing in on how far that enforcement should go. Gubernatorial candidates Mike Mazie and Attorney General Gettner Drummond, who will face off for the Republican nomination on August 25th, were asked the same questions on where they stand. The target that we're going after are people who are criminals who are also here illegally, Tim Tipton, the commissioner of the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety, has said about Operation Guardian last February when the initiative began. Since then, KOCO5 has investigated how June saw more deportation cases in Oklahoma than any other month since records have been kept, with 1,664 people, according to Syracuse University. So up 1,500%. What are your thoughts on that? KOCO Chantel Navarro asked the candidates. Here is Mazie's response. Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers and many of our sheriffs have done an excellent job with the 287G program. That's the partnership with ICE. One of the reasons President Trump has endorsed me is because he knows I will fully support the work that these fine Oklahomans are doing with immigration and customs enforcement. And he also knows I will do things like ban Sharia law, Maisie said. Now, we'll come back to the Sharia law stuff here in a second. Maisie is referring to a broad term used to describe Islamic religious and ethical principles, which can guide personal practices like prayer, charity, diet, and family life. The ICE agents in Oklahoma are not hanging out in shopping malls. This is Drummond's, by the way, Drummond's response. The ICE agents in Oklahoma are not hanging out in shopping malls and our educational schools. They're engaged with my office in breaking the back of organized crime. So when we go into a Chinese grow there, where there are 25 individuals, most of whom are here illegally, we keep the ones we're prosecuting because they're management and ownership, and ICE is there to process and deport those here breaking the law and here illegally. And we are fifth in the nation in deportations. I'm proud of that. If you break the law and you're here illegally, we're going to find you and we're going to deport you, Drummond said. So now a note on the Sharia law, because it seems like Sharia law has come back. It seems to come back on these election cycles. And it's kind of interesting because Oklahoma trying to ban Sharia law at one point in time. The voters did. Back in 2010, State Question 755 was put before Oklahoma voters. And it overwhelmingly passed. But it was ultimately blocked by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit, saying it violated the Establishment Clause for specifically targeting a single religion. Other proposals have failed to make it out of the legislature. So my question would be, my follow-up question to this reporting would be, so if it's illegal for us to target one specific religion, how can we ban Sharia law in Oklahoma? How do you get past the constitutional hurdle with that? That would be my question. Because I get it. There's some fear for Sharia law. I don't think our leadership will ever let that happen. I don't think we'll ever get to that point. But I've been proven wrong on other things, so who knows? It could happen. Some other things that are going on. The Weekly Rewind over the Tulsa World has Drummond Maisie and Cindy Munson, the Democratic nominee, talking about tribal relations. Here's what was said. I'm kind of skipping down here. The 2020 U.S. Supreme Court ruling created some, and this is the talk of the McGirt decision, created some uncertainty about judicial jurisdictions in the eastern part of the state. Drummond, the Oklahoma Attorney General, said he had been working with the nine tribes headquartered in Ottawa County on an agreement that would allow prosecution of cases involving tribal members in state courts. It would place incarcerated tribal members in the state penal system rather than in federal prisons in Kansas and Texas. Drummond said the agreement would also open tribal medical facilities to non-tribal members. If that works for a year or two, I'm optimistic that the five tribes will consider that and roll that in incrementally, said Drummond. Maisie's response, a former state senator, said the tribes are Oklahoma's crown jewel. Oklahoma's gotten a little bit complicated post-McGirt, I'll say. We've got a few things to figure out, Maisie said, but good men and women of respect and collaboration can dialogue and work through these issues towards win-win partnerships. Munson, state representative, House Minority Leader, said she's aware of the economic impact that tribes have on the state, but cautions consideration when looking at tribes as businesses. They are sovereign nations, which means they have an opportunity to work together to partner on solving issues that we all are facing, Munson said. As I leave every meeting, tribal leaders look at me in the eye and say, remember, we are Oklahomans too. We want to work together. So just a couple of little sprinkles of different statements, just in case you're sharpening your pen and getting ready to go vote on October 25th. Make sure you bring your ID, you know, because we still require voter ID here in Oklahoma. You're still going to need that. And just remember, everybody on August 25th, even though it is a runoff primary, there's something for everybody to vote on because there's two states questions also on the August 25th ballot. So if you're independent, Democrat, Libertarian, or Republican, you have a chance to vote and make a difference August 25th in various elections. Now, if you're not a Republican, you won't get into the big runoff races other than the Senate race. We described that at the top of the hour. So coming up next, we got this very special guest in studio, Oklahoma Sheriff's Department, our office, Master Sergeant Eric Kirby. He's going to join us talking a little bit about teen safety when it comes to getting behind the wheel. We'll do that next here on Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out. Freedom Traffic got some construction issues you need to be aware of on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Bridge work May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive carefully.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part? Our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor's ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
It's 720 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Freedom's First News. I'm Jason Doyle filling in for Aaron Brilbeck today. Also be back on Thursday and Friday as he takes a little bit of well-deserved time off. Also, don't forget, you got all kinds of ways to bring freedom with you. Download the Freedom 96.9 app. You can also check us out at freedom969.com, Facebook Live, X, Instagram. And after everything's said and done, we podcastify this program, put it up on Spotify for you to enjoy a little bit later. All kinds of ways to enjoy your freedom. And joining me here in the studio is Oklahoma Sheriff's Office Master Sergeant Eric Kirby. Good morning, Master Sergeant.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, definitely. I love it. Love coming in and talking.
We got to talk during the break and got to find out you oversee a very special program there at the sheriff's office that helps our teenage kids get better behind the wheel.
Yes, sir. Oklahoma County now offers a free 8-hour teen driving course. They get to come out, spend the day with us. We just work with them. We're trying to make teens better drivers, not only to help keep them safe, but to also keep other Oklahoma people on the road safe. This program, we've done our fourth one this Saturday, turned out, you know, of course, all this Oklahoma heat's getting us off, so we're trying to get done. We're so worn out. But it's just a great program. It's helping save lives.
I can see that. I took a defensive driving course. Actually, it was more along stunt driving course type stuff that I did. It was a media stunt type thing, did with in conjunction with the police and things like that. But it taught me a lot of great basic techniques of defensive driving and what to watch for when other people on the roads aren't watching. So I can imagine this is a great course for those teenagers.
It is. If you think about it, when we all went to driver's ed, when schools still had driver's ed,
right.
It's one of those hard things to find right now, but they taught us a certain way to drive, but look at the cars back then. There was no airbags. Cars were made out of solid steel instead of aluminum.
Right.
Yeah. The cars were built different. So now we're still teaching these classes to these kids, but we're still teaching them the old school ways. So we're bringing them out and showing them, hey, you know, you were taught to keep your hands at 10 and 2. No, try driving down here. This is how we drive. Because now there's airbags in cars, safety features. You know, we're in a world where you want people to wear their seatbelts, slow down, stop at stop signs, do all that. But people get in so much of a hurry, and now we got these phones, and the phones get in their hand.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to keep kids safe. You know, as law enforcement, you get tired of knocking on doors. You get tired of going up to people's houses and just telling them, hey, I'm sorry, your loved one isn't making it. It sticks with us, too. You know, just because, you know, I mean, it hurts. The family has to deal with it. They have to go through this hard time. We have to go tell them, but that sticks with us for every stop that we go on. We think about that when we see somebody drive by that doesn't have their seatbelts on. So now we're taking these teens that are coming out. They have to have their license for a minimum of 6 months. We want them to get through that little six-month period where you can only have one person in the car because they're still nervous during that time. And then we bring them back out, and we reteach them how to shuffle steer, using their mirrors, backing up. You know, we teach them about their cars. We lift the hood up. This is where you put the oil. This is where you put this. This is where you find out what kind of oil goes into your car. And then we take them around, show them on the door, hey, this is where it says your tires. You can find it on the door. But we teach them their cars. And then we take them out to the track and have them drive their own cars. I mean, we can put them in, you know, anybody's car and teach them, but this is letting them see how their cars handle on the road, and we're teaching them to drive their own cars better. At the same time, I bring people in that deal with traffic safety stuff. This last one we had Saturday, I had OHP and Lifelight bring their helicopters out, and, yeah, the kids got to talk. Yeah, it was cool watching the helicopters land, but then the kids got to go up and talk to them and find out, hey, this is what we see, especially Lifelight, the stories they told them on the crashes they've had to air flight people out. Just sit and listen to these, you know, professionals talk about what they deal, and then the kids just soaking it up and asking questions. You know, this is stuff they don't get to do. They get to see these helicopters. They watch the news, and they fly, and they don't. These guys got to explain what they do, and you get to see the actual helicopters, look inside and do all that. We bring work zone safety. I get individuals around the state that's their job is we go out.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
I want people that this is what they do. Fire, IMSA, you know, I'm bringing people out and letting them tell their stories to these kids. But we don't sugarcoat it. You know, like I tell everybody, I'm not Willy Wonka. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything.
There's no golden ticket here.
But I don't know if you remember when you were a kid, when I was a kid, that's what really stuck to me is when they didn't hide anything. They didn't cover things up and try to, don't do that. No, this is what happens. Look at this.
I remember as a kid that school districts would get a car that had been totaled out from a drunk driving accident and then put it in on campus.
Yes, yes.
And this is during DARE week or DUI week or something like that, just to show, hey, this is what can happen to you if you decide to take a drink behind the wheel. But what's even bigger is you could kill somebody.
Exactly. I'm in the process. This is what I do. I travel the entire state educating kids to wear their seatbelt, don't drink and drive. And basically, I tell everybody what parents say to kids. I drive around and show them why they say this. Hey, this is why your mom says this. Look at this. Look at this. I love doing it because I get to educate kids. But at the same time, I make it fun. I want them to be rememberable. But you know, you can only hear, oh, you got so much passion. Well, I have passion because I care. I care. I see these kids, and I go out, and some of these towns I go to, they're like, my mom and dad didn't tell me this could happen to me. I didn't know this will happen, watching my seatbelt presentation. So I was like, you know what? We need to make a difference. We need to change it. There's a lot of these towns that don't get this kind of training. So we offer to come out. Doesn't matter where you live in the state. come to this program. It'll make you a better driver.
So we're speaking with Oklahoma Sheriff's Office Master Sergeant Eric Kirby, who oversees a teen driver class that they put on. It's free of charge.
Yes, sir.
So if folks want to find out more and figure out how to accommodate themselves on a Saturday and come out and see you, where can they find out more information?
Well, if you go to Oklahoma County's Facebook page, we post the flyer up, which is, I'm the one that makes that, and Aaron posted it for me. So I get, you know, we get in this and we want it out there, but we post it on our Facebook page. The next one that's going to be coming up is going to be in September, September 12th, which when Aaron, when he gets a chance, is going to post up the new flyer. It has an email address. You reach out the email. I send you the flyers. You get it filled out, and that's it. That's all it takes.
Pretty easy stuff.
Yeah, it's simple. You fill out the four forms. You get them notarized, the ones that need. You send it back in with a copy of their driver's license and a copy of their insurance and registration, because like I said, they're using their own vehicles. We're teaching them to stay safe in their own cars. And that's it. You just show up. We provide lunch. We provide snacks. There's water. We have a good time. We play music. And then I bring out special guests. They get to come out and have fun and learn. Like I said, it's always funny watching when they first get there because they're so nervous and quiet and don't want to talk. And then at the end, when we go through and ask them what they thought and what we need to fix, and what they're all kicked back, high-fiving, leaning back in their chairs.
They're into it then, yeah.
But what's funny is it's a variety of kids from all over the state. We've had Choctaw, McAllister, Crescent, Edmond, Oklahoma City, Moore, Mustang. They all come. These kids are from all over. So I feel like it's we love what we're doing because we're not only just spreading a message for our Oklahoma County, we're spreading it for the entire state. And I tell everybody I love doing this job. These instructors love doing this job because the reason why, for two things. One, we get to teach people to stay safe. That's one less door we need to knock on. And two, I'm showing them that law enforcement care. We do care. We know that, you know, bad things happen all across the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then when something happens in another state, every cop's going to get blamed for it. I'm trying to show them, look, I care. Let me show you this. We want you to survive.
And it's one of those things where, as somebody who is a veteran of Oklahoma roads,
because
my job takes me to all four corners of the state. I go all across the state, and I see how bad we are at driving.
Me too.
There's some bad drivers in Oklahoma. But there are times when I'm like, man, you know what would make it really great is if we get a gun turret on our cars. And I bet you we'll get a lot more people driving a lot nicer and
exactly.
Not stop to cut you off and stuff like that. But until then, it's things like this that are going to keep people safe.
I tell these kids when they're leaving, okay, on a funny note, when we tell them, all right, kids, you did a great job. We're proud of you taking a step. As soon as you leave, as you're driving down the highway, if you see cones, don't go, oh, I'm going to try to go through these cones and do this. And I say, no, you can't do that. We do it on a controlled track for a reason. And we say that, we joke around, because as law enforcement, we go through our practice, and as we start driving, I'm like, I wonder if I can do those cones. We think the same stuff.
I get that urge, too. I'm not going to lie. I get that urge.
We all do. Yeah. But it's great because these kids are learning their cars. This is stuff that, you know, you go through driver's ed, you're nervous, you're going slow, you're doing this. But we don't do the same speeds. These are all law enforcement instructors, and we're teaching them the same thing that we teach other cops how to drive, just not as fast. We slow it down. We break it down. And that our instructors will get out and walk next to the kids, but we do this because we care and we want them to stay safe.
Master Sergeant Eric Kirby of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department. I'll get it out here eventually.
You're fine.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us, talking about this great program. Hey, coming up next, we'll hear from U.S. Senator Alan Armstrong on energy permitting. That's coming up next here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm John Summers. The numbers of dead continue to rise after a huge weekend earthquake strikes Indonesia, turning buildings into rubble. Democrats chose South Carolina to hold their first presidential primary in 2028. The Republican Party has yet to unveil its 28 primary calendar. The Memorandum of Understanding, which was to pause fighting between the U.S. and Iran, expires today. Experts warn the underground chambers holding the U.S. strategic oil reserves could be damaged by the rapid release of stockpiles in response to the Iran war. Rob Martier explains.
Energy Department officials told the Government Accountability Office they're holding the SPR infrastructure together with Band-Aids and that it is uncertain how long they will hold.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
This week, I sat down with parents of a little boy whose life changed in just a few seconds. He was doing what kids do. He was playing outside, but then a dog attacked him. And by the time it was over, he had severe injuries to his face and multiple surgeries ahead of him and scars that may stay with him for the rest of his life. His parents weren't angry because accidents happen. His parents were heartbroken because no parent should have to watch their child go through that kind of pain. Then the bill started arriving and they were left wondering who is going to help. Here's what I want people to know. When a child is seriously injured by a dog, it's not just about today's emergency room bill. It's about future surgeries, counseling, permanent scarring, and the emotional trauma that can last long after the wounds heal. If your child has been hurt because of someone else's negligence, don't try to figure it out alone. Let someone who does this every day explain your rights and your options.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A juvenile was seriously injured in an apartment fire that occurred early Sunday morning in Ponca City. The firefighters responding to the Copper Ridge Apartments and finding smoke and flames coming from an individual unit. The child reportedly suffered burn injuries and was later flown to a Wichita area hospital for further treatment. Crews were able to contain the fire to a single room and evacuated neighboring apartments out of precaution. The case remains under investigation and no updates or further details have currently been shared. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle in Bricktown early Sunday. Officers found the victim in the roadway near Oklahoma Avenue and Main Street around 2:30 in the morning, with a person taken to a local hospital for treatment of injuries. Police haven't released information about the driver or vehicle involved as the investigation continues. The Burnt Canyon Fire northeast of Moreland has now burned more than 3,300 acres, with firefighters across the state continuing to battle the wildfire with dry conditions fueling the blaze. State resources remain deployed to assist with local crews, with firefighters working to contain the fire for several days now. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation. Up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch VP9A1K Compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock, and come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Kort. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly cloudy and very warm with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas this afternoon, reaching a high of 97. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 72. Tomorrow is expected to be mostly sunny and hot, potentially matching the record high from 1918 with a high of 104. Wednesday will start off breezy in the morning, then turn mostly sunny and hot, nearing the record high of 107 set in 2023 with a high of 105. Thursday will be mainly cloudy and hot with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
736 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Welcome back to Freedom's First News. I'm filling in for Aaron Brillbeck. I'm your substitute host, Jason Doyle. Aaron's back tomorrow and Wednesday. Then I'm going to come back and fill in Thursday and Friday for Aaron. Some of you longtime listeners might know that I used to host the show. And very appreciative of being able to have the opportunity to come back and entertain and inform you just a little bit while I can. Got the opportunities. I guess, I kind of left on a sad note, which was, you know, the reason why I was leaving, because the burden of with my wife's cancer and things like that. The good news is my wife is responding very well to treatment. Things are going along the way they're supposed to. We kind of had a nice little rest over the summer. So far we haven't had to go to the oncologist as much. It's still, we still got the testing, still got the medication and treatments, all the stuff that goes along with cancer. That's still all there, but we just don't have to go to the oncologist as often. Cause that was, once every 2 weeks, when things were really hot and heated at the beginning of the year when it got started. But now we're kind of in that, okay, well, we only have to see you once every 2 months or so. So we'll go back to the oncologist on September. Find out the latest of how things are going, and as long as things continue in the right direction, then we should get another couple months still under treatment. I mean, like I said, she's still doing chemo. It'll be until probably about May of next year before my wife will get off the chemo and things like that. So good news there, and I'm still over at OETA, still the executive producer and reporter over there for the Oklahoma News Report, so you can check those out, that show out, 7 o'clock on Friday nights on OETA. They just ended August Fest, which is their little fundraising thing. And of course, I'm still also the editor in chief of the McCarville Report, which will put out that newsletter every 7 a.m. But you can also check out the website at McCarvilleReport.com, bringing you the latest Oklahoma political news and opinions from those political leaders. So speaking of which, one of our political leaders is U.S. Senator Alan Armstrong. He's the guy that replaced Mark Wayne Mullen in that Senate seat that was appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt. And his mission has been, hey, what can we do about permitting reform to get these big projects off the ground? It seems like there's a lot of hold back from that. And that's kind of been his singular focus. He's a one trick pony, so to speak, on this. And I'm not saying that to be a bad thing. That's just kind of, he's decided this is the way he's going to focus on his short time in office, because literally he's got less than a year to do things. We will elect a new U.S. Senator this November, and that person will take over from Armstrong. But Armstrong could not, he could technically run, but law says you're not supposed to run if you're appointed to these positions. He didn't seem like he really wanted to run, but he had this one mission about permitting reform. So Armstrong recently sat down for an interview on the Electric Power Supply Association's Energy Solutions podcast, and he used the interview to make the case that permitting reform is about more than speeding up individual energy projects. He argues the United States is developing a broader culture in which stopping major infrastructure projects has become easier and increasingly accepted. He says he sees a trend that's making it easier to stop those big projects from moving forward.
And saying that in a, like, that's a good thing. And I raise this because, you know, it's one thing to change law. It's another thing to change the culture of a country and its attitude towards building things. And even in the state of Oklahoma, which I think is one of the more industry friendly, you know, states in our country. Even there, we are starting to build a lot of opposition that's been built up from who knows what sources that has come in and started to try to stop data centers, which we desperately need. in a state that has been a very rural state and really needs the benefit of those that tax base and those jobs in our communities.
And then Armstrong raises his concerns about making it easier to block projects.
It's moved from being a fringe issue to being almost mainstream kind of issue. And from my perspective, if our permitting processes don't help turn the tide back on that, we're going to, you know, reinforce a culture that frankly is getting pretty scary about being a great nation for the future. And so I always think a great litmus test for me is my grandkids and looking and thinking about what things will be like for them.
During the podcast, the host asked Armstrong what he thinks the chances are that Congress will pass the permitting reforms he's proposing.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say, you know, probably an 8 on something coming out.
Okay.
Whether it is, you know, now if you said, well, is it meaningful and is it going to really address some of the critical issues, I'm probably a 6.
Okay.
So, but still,
well, you're still, you know, north
still
of
above 50%.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of interesting, because if you've seen the amount of legislation which doesn't seem to be going through Congress, because I can name maybe 10 to 15 bills that have been signed since the Trump administration has taken office. So this Congress really hasn't been very active in passing bills. So it's interesting that he's optimistic that we can get something passed, but more of what I want, a little less optimistic. So interesting phrasing there. I hadn't heard the chances, Armstrong hearing the chances of what he thought he'd be able to do with his permitting reform. So he also explains what he believes has gone wrong with environmental review and how the Supreme Court's 7-county decision changes the landscape. That decision impacted Williams, the company in which Armstrong is the former president and CEO.
The plaintiff claimed that the FERC, not anything Williams had done in this case, but just the FERC, had not studied greenhouse gas emissions impact adequately in the study, even though there was no law requiring that.
Yeah.
Now, 7 counties actually puts a stop to that.
Yeah.
It says if there's not an already requirement out there, you can't make up speculative requirements that an agency has to look at. So really, really important language out there that stops people from being forced to get outside of their swim lanes. And that's why the agencies are so slow and bureaucratic, is because they're constantly having to defend against those kind of lawsuits.
And finally, Armstrong's goal is to get meaningful reform across the finish line during his short time in the Senate.
It is not complicated to me. It is getting something really meaningful permitting reform done.
It's this. This is it.
I've been very clear that in a short amount of time I've got to keep the aperture really narrow. And we've really done that well as a team. And tried to, you know, not pick fights on other issues that dilute from our ability to get something done here. And so that's, you know, I mean, we've been very, the team's been great. We've got a lot of really great pros.
Yes, you do.
That have been working on this and done it, you know, it's a fantastic job. But that is clearly going to be whether I only took this job after calling several people on both sides of the aisle and say, do you think there's any chance?
Once again, that's U.S. Senator Alan Armstrong, who recently sat down for an interview on the Electric Power Supply Association's Energy Solutions podcast. So interesting there. I like to see when this was always an experiment for me. I guess it should be because I think it's one of the first times under the new law that a governor got to appoint a sitting U.S. senator from Oklahoma, and to see how it's being handled. It's as a political observer, somebody that's gone through a lot of politicians in his time, it's interesting to see how somebody from the private sector gets put in, and they've got a mission, they've got an issue that they really want to address, and to see, you know, can we get it done? And it's interesting to see him take that mantle on and see how he handles it, you know? And will this give him a taste? Well, you know, maybe he wants to run for something in the future after this. Who knows? I mean, maybe he gets enough of a taste and he says, nope, that's enough for me. Less than a year in D.C. is enough for me. So it could go either way. All right. So coming up after the break, we'll wrap things up. And a couple things we'll talk about. There's actually talk that once the new Oklahoma County Jail is built and we get, we're looking at what we're going to do with that current footprint of the Oklahoma County Jail, that we could put a film studio there. Now, that's an interesting thing. Could we? I mean, I think they would want to knock down the existing building and actually make something that could be usable in the movie. And as somebody that's a big movie fan and somebody that a filmmaker fan is what I should say, because I love the fact that so much filmmaking can be done here in Oklahoma, is this one of those economic drivers that once they figure out the jail thing, could Oklahoma City and Oklahoma County take advantage of that space? We'll talk about that next here on Freedom's First News. I'm filling in for Aaron Brillback. My name's Jason Doyle. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking out Freedom Traffic. Got some construction issues you need to be aware of on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd Bridge Work May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
When you give to OMRF, you're fueling medical research in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And you can receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. Donate today at OMRF.org.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe that millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
7:49 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I'm not Aaron Brillback. I'm Jason Doyle. I'm just filling in for Aaron. He'll be back tomorrow and Wednesday, and then he's going to take a little well-deserved time off on Thursday and Friday, and I'll be back. It's like the McRib. I'm here for a limited time only. And sporadically, you know, you never know when the McRib will show back up at McDonald's. That's the same thing with Jason Doyle and Freedom 96.9. You never know when I'll show back up. Well, mainly when Aaron goes on vacation. if you've been following the saga over the Oklahoma County Jail, like a lot of us have over the years, you know that it's been an interesting couple of decades with the Chartel Hotel. Designed by a hotel developer, by the way. Didn't know that there were certain tricks that inmates would learn how to manipulate the plumbing. They've had to redo the plumbing in there and all that kind of good stuff. So it's been, and you know, the controversy now and trying to get the, in fact, I had to explain somebody over the weekend, somebody actually brought up the jail, the construction of the new jail to me. And they thought, oh yeah, we're building the new jail. I'm like, not all the way. And then I had to explain to them where we're at. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize this. And I'm like, yeah, because it's a long and complicated situation. You really need to kind of have a long-term memory and kind of look at it and see what's going on. But this one, it's more about the downtown plan. What's going on with a master plan of how we're going to go forward with the development of downtown Oklahoma City. The Oklahoman Steve Lackmeyer has the story, and here's part of that story there. Citizen input is being sought for a proposed new downtown city master plan that envisions a pedestrian greenway and a conversion of the land that is now home to the Oklahoma County Jail into the start of a film studio and related higher education campus. Some of the goals, including a neighborhood west of Scissortail Park, are seen as long-term ideas that could take decades to complete. Others, notably an entertainment loop and amenities for downtown neighborhoods, are proposed to be short-term tasks to be done before the start of the 2028 Olympic contest plan along the Oklahoma River and at Devon Park. Don't forget, 2028 is a critical year for Oklahoma City because it's got the Olympic events, but that's also when the downtown Thunder Arena is to be completed and the Oklahoma City Thunder start actually playing there. And then you've got the multi-use MAPS 4 arena that will host our UFL and soccer teams, OKC United, now that we have a name for the soccer team. So remember, 2028, just a couple of years away, critical year for Oklahoma City when it comes to a lot of development and action that's going on. So this new downtown plan presents a generational opportunity, set a compelling vision, and to collectively work toward its accomplishment. Planning Director Jeff Butler said, it has been a privilege working alongside so many dedicated people during the process. Our community has momentum and an excellent track record of accomplishing big things. The planning area generally includes downtown and Bricktown, bounded by the Oklahoma River to the south, Western Avenue to the west, and Northwest 13th Street to the north, and Interstate 235 to the east. Jennifer Nakayama, president of the Downtown Oklahoma City Partnership, said the plan is intended to serve as a guide that can be followed for decades while also looking at ways to better address long-term challenges. Further down the story, the downtown plan proposes a moratorium on parking garage construction until occupancy rates at existing garages improved. You know what I hear no matter where I've lived? Downtown parking sucks. Doesn't matter. Whatever city, a major city, and I'm not going to say if, you know, because downtown Minco, I think they've got plenty of parking for their needs. But when it comes to downtown metro complexes like Oklahoma City, Dallas, Kansas City, Omaha, you know, what those type of cities. Yeah, I've always heard, ooh, downtown parking sucks. We're talking about a moratorium on parking garage construction until occupancy rates at existing garages improve. So does parking really suck in downtown Oklahoma City if we're going to put a moratorium on building parking garages? That's something to just scratch your head and think about. A financially self-sustaining parking management program is proposed to manage downtown public parking through a shared parking strategy with dynamic pricing, new technology, and wayfinding. I'm wondering if they're thinking about going the way like Tulsa has. If you've gone to Tulsa lately, you have to scan a sign, a little QR code, a sign, get the app on, and that's how you pay for parking. I kind of like our little meters where you punch in your tag number and pop in your credit card or your change or whatever, and you get your allotment of time. I like that a little bit better than having to pull out an app, scan it, all that kind of good stuff, because if connectivity sucks in that area, you're going to get a ticket because you couldn't get your parking paid for. I've had that happen to me in Tulsa. So I'm hoping if they're going to use that kind of technology for parking around downtown Oklahoma City, that, you know, that they still give some of us the option to be able to pop change into the meters. I'm sorry. That's where Oklahoma City is the one that invented the parking meter. Okay. I don't mind popping quarters. I grew up popping quarters into the parking meter. You had quarters in your car all the time for the parking meter and the toll baskets. Now the electronics have taken that away. I've gone off course. I'm sorry. The plan also proposes updating garage design guidelines to incorporate better activation of ground floor space. In other words, hey, kind of like if you've seen the Arts District downtown garage that's across from the little park area where the municipal building is across from the art museum. But they've got little storefronts all around the bottom, and then you can get into the garage on the inside, but it's, you know, further up where you've got parking instead of and using those grounds. I think that's what they're talking about. Parcels of publicly owned land are still scattered throughout downtown, including leftover properties left vacant from the relocation of Interstate 40. The plan proposes leveraging that land to help drive catalytic change through infill redevelopment that delivers new housing, employment opportunities, and cultural and daily life amenities for downtown. To address the problem properties that have stood empty for years, if not decades, because we've seen those buildings downtown, the plan suggests streamlining the review and building permit process for specific projects with the goal of improving the connectivity. And the next step before finalization is the solicitation of public comments, that's you, that can be submitted at vision.ok.gov/. And this is going to have dashes between each word. Downtown Strategic Development Plan. I'm sure you can do visionokc.gov. It will probably get you there. They're taking comments through August 30th. Very special day to me. That's a Sunday, but it's also my birthday. So remember that. It's my birthday month. But no. So you got, if you want to do it, vision.okc.gov. If you want to put your 2 cents in and let them know, hey, here's what I'm thinking about what you're going to do. But I find it fascinating that one of the things that they're looking at is kind of changing that area around the current jail into a possible movie studio and higher education campus. I find that very interesting. It's and I wouldn't mind that anyway. Also, you know, we're all going back to school. What about those kids that take school at home from their laptop, the virtual charter school kids? Well, growth has been seen there, too. And this is from the two charter schools that I'm going to mention here. They issued this press release, or the story is based on this press release that they issued. Oklahoma's virtual charter schools are seeing continued growth as more families look for flexible alternatives to traditional classroom instruction. Oklahoma Virtual Charter Academy says enrollment has grown 28% since 2022, climbing from about 3,400 students to more than 4,300. Insight School of Oklahoma has grown even faster, increasing nearly 80% to more than 1,700 students. Both statewide tuition-free schools use certified teachers and combine live online instruction with independent coursework. They also offer college and career readiness programs, concurrent enrollment, and other academic support. So everything you can get in a traditional high school, you can get at these places. Insight is designed specifically for at-risk students and offers credit recovery, remediation, night school options, and mental health support. The Oklahoma Virtual Charter Academy also partners with career tech programs and provides services for military-connected families. And the schools say the growth reflects increasing demand among Oklahoma families for more personalized learning options that can better fit work schedules, health needs, family circumstances, and students who may struggle in a traditional school setting. So if you're looking for something a little bit alternative, maybe this is it. Look at either the Oklahoma Virtual Charter Academy or the Insight School of Oklahoma as an alternative. I know that an online school really helped out some of the people I know that are close to me outside of the brick and mortar and got those kiddos through, and now they're thriving outside of high school. So that just about wraps it up for me this morning here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. As I said before, I'll be back to fill in for Aaron on Thursday and Friday. Aaron's back Tuesday and Wednesday. Coming up next, it's Brian Kilmeade. And then at 11 o'clock, Eric Erickson takes over. Dana Lash comes on the airways at 2. And then Lee Matthews takes you home with Drive at 4 o'clock. Aaron's back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. right here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An Enid woman has been accused of intentionally hitting a motorcycle.